This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1491. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 16th. DX News from Argentina, Brazil, Congo, Ethiopia, Indonesia, Madagascar, Florida. Medium Wave News from Bangladesh, Canada, Faroe Islands, Mexico, Pakistan. English from Belarus, Greece, Nashville. Clandestines for Cuba, Madagascar. Radio Prague Reprieve. France cancels four languages and the propagation outlook. We've had several reports recently of a second harmonic of a Costa Rican station on 2859.82 kilohertz, actually 1430 being the nominal medium wave frequency, Radio San Carlos, heard in the evenings here in North America. But in South America, they're hearing a different second harmonic from a station closer to them. Eduardo El Castaldelli reports from Brazil. It's Radio San Nicolás, LT24 in Argentina, also originating on 1430 kilohertz. He was hearing it at 2300 UT, December 13th, and was able to match it up to their web stream and not to the web stream of Radio San Carlos. Besides that, and the off-frequency of Costa Rica, another way to differentiate them, perhaps, is that Costa Rica signs off a bit after 0200 on December 11th. Brian Alexander heard them closing at 0211 UT. We don't yet know the hours of the Argentine, but if it's on later than that, if you hear something on 2860, it's more likely to be Argentina. However, that's a long haul for a second harmonic from South America to North America. And we don't have the exact frequency of LT24 in case it is a bit off as well. Oh, I should add that it was Arnaldo Slein in Argentina who confirmed the identification of the station down there. Alokesh Gupta forwards news from Bangladesh Betar that their new 1,000 kilowatt DRM compatible medium wave transmitter has been formally inaugurated. Does the story ever mention the frequency? Of course not, but it must be 693 kilohertz, replacing an old transmitter which was also a megawatt. And it seems doubtful they will use it in DRM, as Poster Rood points out on the Media Network blog, one of the poorest countries in the world. It's totally ridiculous. I would block the DRM button if I were their engineer. You cannot buy a high-powered new AM transmitter without the option of DRM now, and it's only for propaganda reasons that the DRM clubs mentions this new transmitter. Analog AM is a very good distribution medium in Bangladesh. It's a river delta, causing many problems for the population, but it has one good feature, very high conductivity for AM signals. And I expect that megawatt easily covers the entire country. Harold Froge in Michigan reports hearing radio station Belarus during their English broadcast, December 10th at 2215 on 6155. About an hour earlier at 2117, he was also hearing English on 7360. But at 2215, 7360 was back into a Slavic language. Also, from Italy, Leonardo Bolli reports via Playdx that a couple of other Belarus frequencies were on the air much later than scheduled. In fact, past midnight UT instead of going off at 2200. He says the language was Russian, on 6010 and 6070. At those hours in North America, however, they're going to be encountering a lot of interference. I keep checking the clandestine Voice of Biafra International almost every Friday for their weekly broadcast at 19 to 20 UT via WHRI. It's been on 15665 for several weeks, but on December 11th, it was missing, and I did not find it on any of the other previously used frequencies either, so it remains to be found if and when VOBI is still running. They might have changed the time and or the frequency if they are still on the air. If you hear a Brazilian on 5940, it is inadvisable to log it as Radio Guarujá, as out-of-date listings have it. As I mentioned last week, there's a new Brazilian on that frequency, but there's been some confusion about its correct name. It's Rádio Voz Missionária, as heard by Edson Bocorni in the Rádio de Escudas group, but it also IDs as Rádio Paz no Vale, as reported by Lucio Otávio Bobrovich in Brazil, which means literally peace in the valley. Well, some further investigation leads to this information. The correct name is Rádio Voz Missionária, but during considerable hours of the day, they relay an FM station named Rádio Paz no Vale. So says Jorge Freitas in Brazil, or is it Rádio Paz do Vale? Could be either way, I suppose, peace of or peace in the valley. So far, we've only had reports of the only active Cameroon station, CRTV in Buea, from neighboring Nigeria. But now, David Sharp in New South Wales, Australia, has heard it, measured on 6005.017. 11 December at 1650 UT in French, with general talk, no ID, but he heard Yaoundé mentioned, the capital of the country. The carrier went off at 1702. He says it's usually impossible here with jamming on the low side around 6003, that would be North Korea, and an Arabic station, perhaps Yemen, on 6005 itself. He says, I presume this is the old 4-kilowatt transmitter at Buea, Cameroon. A new Canadian X-band station is on the air, CJEU in Gatineau, Quebec, across from Ottawa, Ontario. Reported by Barry McLarnon in Ottawa, for whom it is an unfortunate local blocking some DX. It was first heard on December 10th, testing with continuous music, mostly in French, and mostly sung by kids. In fact, as the name implies, it is a station by and for children, named Radio Enfant, CJEU, alluding to jeunesse, or jeune, as Greg Schum points out, although one might also think it has something to do with just the plain word jeu, meaning a game. All of those might involve children. So if you hear something in French on 1670, that's likely it. And it's enough of a signal to interfere with WTDY in Wisconsin. Although Barry says the power is only 1 kilowatt day and night, they're using an 85-foot Valcom whip antenna over a good ground system. And the exact carrier is on 1670.0018. Now, we believe it did test briefly sometime last year, but it was very brief, and people weren't quite sure what was going on. But now they seem to be on the air for good, and has been reported from many areas in eastern Canada and the U.S. and even from Europe. John Faulkner in Nottinghamshire reports hearing it on the 11th of December at 0515, kids singing. And Carl Hunzik in Czechia says another DXer in that country, Jiri Kaplan, heard it at 0630 UT, December 13th. David Sharp in New South Wales has not only heard Cameroon, but a couple of other sea countries in Africa. RTVC Brazzaville, Congo on 6115.007, December 11th at 1821 in French with a usual news magazine. An occasional IDs as Radio Congo, poor at best, but all alone on the frequency. He also heard from neighboring Congo DR, tentatively, Radio Kandip on 5066.403, December 11th at 1620, French talk, brief Afro music bridge, the carrier cut at 1628. It was only a threshold signal with CW interference. Remember La Voce del Cid? It used to be quite an extensive clandestine operation against the Cuban government with shortwave transmitters in a number of nearby Latin American countries, but it disappeared altogether. However, Juan Franco Crespo in Spain brings to our attention a blog being run currently by the son of the head of Cuba Independiente y Democrática. Both of them are named Uber Matos. One entry of particular interest is a long item about the conflict between La Voz del Cid and TV Martí. La Voz del Cid was trying to start a TV operation of their own, but the gist of this seems to be that the U.S. government blocked it in order not to have competition for TV Martí, which they were starting up. Well, that's a gross oversimplification, but if you read Spanish or want to run it through a translator, you might find this very interesting reading. I'll just give the general location for the blog, which also has lots and lots of other anti-Castro material, including in support of that dissident blogger of today, Yoani Sanchez. And they also give many reasons why the blockade should not be lifted from the exile's point of view. Well, here's the Earl, and it is in Spanish, Patria, Pueblo y Libertad.blogspot.com. Yes, that's all one word, Patria, Pueblo y Libertad.blogspot.com. Some more good news this week about the future of Radio Prague, at least for a while. Their mailbag program on December 13th, heard by Roger Tidy and Andy Sennett, as well as myself, had a brief item about this, answering a question from a listener, and I'll quote it verbatim. At the moment, all we can say is that the status quo will be maintained until February 1st, 2010. What will happen after that date is still the subject of discussion between Czech Radio and the Foreign Ministry. We will, of course, update you on the matter as soon as we know more. In the meantime, thank you very much for your interest and support. So, that's one more month. We can be sure they will be broadcasting on shortwave, previously thought to be running out at the end of this year. Ron Howard in California has been looking for Radio Oromia in Ethiopia on 6030 every Sunday evening, UT Monday, when there's supposed to be a truce in the Cuban radio war on 6030. Radio Martí takes a few hours off, starting at 0300, and the jammer sometimes is turned off too, or I should make that plural, jammers. However, on UT December 14th, Ron was nevertheless able to hear Radio Oromia going on the air at 0322, even though there was still some Cuban jamming on the frequency. He got their distinctive interval signal, some indigenous music at 0331, news around 0340, more indigenous music at 0350. Poor reception, he says, but Calgary was not a problem either. It was very faint on this occasion. He says the jamming has not been turned off after the exit of Martí on Monday for well over a month. Outside Europe, you may think the Faroe Islands medium wave transmitter on 531 kHz would be quite a nice DX catch. But in Europe, it's a pest. In the medium wave circle, Martin Hall in Scotland says wideband noise from 531 continues to lift the noise floor on the receiver to above 700 kHz, making that part of the band rather difficult on his 338-degree beverage. Nevertheless, he was able to hear KFAR in Fairbanks, Alaska, on 660 kHz, December 14th at 1400 with that wideband splatter from the Faroe Islands. Kai Ludwig in Germany forwards an Agence France-Presse item of December 10th that Radio France International will cancel broadcasts in German, Polish, Albanian, and Lao as of December 19th. German, Polish, and Lao will continue online until those departments are finally closed, while Albanian activities are ceasing completely. He says it remains to be seen what will happen with RFI's FM frequencies in Albania and Germany. In Berlin, the inclusion of broadcasts in German is a decisive consideration for RFI being selected for 106 MHz, so they're forfeiting their license by closing down the German service. Standard disclaimer, you're tuned for the 1,491st World of Radio. Yes, we're closing in on 1500, as Will Martin points out, as he sends a check in the mail in support of World of Radio to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Many thanks, Will. If you prefer to render a few dollars by PayPal, it's WORADIO at yahoo.com. You can find our contact information and much more via our own website, worldofradio.org. The Voice of Greece schedule is rather flexible, probably made more so by the Christian holidays coming up. Their music program, announced in English, Greek in style, was heard at 1445, December 13th, by Alan Rowe in the UK on 15650. It must have started about 1400, ending at 1500. The usual time, as Eric Kuya points out, is 11:05 UT on Sundays, but he was hearing a Mass in Greek instead. Furthermore, the special service relayed from Medium Wave 666 Radiophilia in several foreign languages has also suddenly changed its schedule, although according to the website, it's a temporary change. This noted by Eric Kuya, John Babas, and Wolfgang Büschel. I hesitate to give it because it may be changing again, but we're especially interested in the English portion. This is on 12105. English is now at 0630 to 0700. Although it may be mainly just relaying the BBC. According to their schedule, at 09 to 11 UT, it's supposedly back to Greek. However, on Sunday, December 13th, Wolfgang Büschel was hearing a program apparently in Bengali or Urdu. At least they were mentioning Bangladesh and Pakistan and Urdu. And it may have been some kind of religious service. All India Radio is scheduled to broadcast in the DRM mode to the UK and Europe on 9950. However, for several weeks, inexplicably, it was back in regular AM between approximately November 18th and December 5th, but Alokesh Gupta says the DRM resumed as of December 6th. Atsunori Ishida in Japan has updated his page about Indonesian shortwave activity as of December 8th. Very useful to know which stations are active and which are not from his vantage point. The ones in question include 3345, which he says is unstable, but the Papua New Guinea station on the frequency is not heard recently either. Indonesia's 3987 had been off the air for 2 months. 4925 Jambi was off since November 19th. He was hearing the 41-meter band station RRI Nabire on 7290 until sign-off around 0800. If it runs past then, there's some Jakarta news, as late as 0810 perhaps. Jari Savolainen in Finland reports that Madagascar was 100 kilohertz off frequency December 15th at 1715. 5109.95 approximately. Probably an error in punching up the frequency at the transmitter site. Normally just below 5010. Anti-Senate Media Network suggested that the clandestine recently reactivated Radio Mada International might be going off shortly because of some kind of accommodation reached between the factions in Madagascar, but it was still on December 13th. Reported by Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, from 1530 to 1600 on 15670 via a site in Russia, as I recall. Actually, they started test tones at 1528, and there were some music breaks, the last 5 minutes, instrumental music. It's on the air Saturdays and Sundays only, but perhaps not for much longer. Strangely enough, there are no U.S. broadcast stations on 1610 kilohertz, although there was one originally in Texas when the band was opened up a few years ago. I wonder if anyone wanted to use that frequency, would the FCC grant it? If there were a station, it would interfere with lots of very low-power TIS outlets still on that frequency. But there is broadcasting in Canada on 1610 and also in Mexico, as Kirk Allen reminds us in IRCA from Pasadena, Texas, where he finds the Mexican blocking his reception of Canada. It's XEAUCH in Chapingo. It's a university station or a student station near Mexico City. December 12th, it was signing off with the national anthem at 0309 UT, but the carrier remained on after that with an AC hum, still making it difficult to hear Canada. Another Mexican expander, XCPE, near San Diego, Tijuana, has changed its format, says Bill Block in IRCA. It's now Oldies, identifying as San Diego New 105.7, The Walrus. This could cause some confusion because another 1700 station, which gets out worldwide, KVNS in Brownsville, Texas, also has an Oldies format. So be sure to get an ID if you hear that format on 1700. Don't delay in hearing Mexican medium wave stations because there's a trend there, more than a trend, to migrate as many as possible from the AM band to the FM band. For example, in the state of Coahuila, there was a report in Milenio on December 12th that starting next August, the process of moving AM stations to FM will begin in that state, although it may take some time to complete it. Thanks to Yumir Gaviria in Colombia for that story. He rounds up a lot of media news, not only from Latin America, but elsewhere. A setback for VOA's penetration into Pakistan beyond shortwave. In the Media Network blog, Andy Sennett reports that the Gulf Times says that PBC has blocked VOA's four-hour Pashto language program after it deviated from some agreement. However, VOA continues to use Radio Pakistan for 1 hour for its Urdu transmission every day. It's not exactly clear what the problem was. However, Kai Ludwig says this concerns the Apki Dunya service for the border areas with Afghanistan. Diwa Radio, which is also to be distinguished from the regular Pashto programs of VOA, it was going to be via the Peshawar transmitter on 540 kilohertz. Quite a blow. First, they did not get the planned 621 kilohertz transmitter near Khost on the air. I believe that's in Afghanistan, and now they lose the access they had just been granted to the Peshawar transmitter. Will VOA say anything about this? Sad news from Ulmarkvik in Sweden via Drita Chicho in Albania. Isabel Saraiva of RDP Lisbon, Portugal, has passed away November 26th after a long illness, according to her friend and colleague, technical director Teresa Abreu. I knew that Mrs. Saraiva was ill, but did not know it was so serious. She was always so friendly, full of interest and humor. I have many QSL cards from her, postcards especially, with trams, which is something Lisbon and my city, Norrköping, have in common, a T-shirt, and a course in the Portuguese language. She gained many friends among the ex-listeners here in Sweden, even though Portugal gave up foreign language transmissions, even English, long ago. Peace be upon her. I will indeed miss her. We've been pointing out for months that there's a collision on 15650 kilohertz at 15 to almost 16 UT between Meraya FM radio from and for Sudan via Slovakia and from Voice of Greece, already using that frequency many hours of the day. Well, finally, it's being resolved. According to DX Mix News in Bulgaria, effective December 15th, Meraya FM is moving to 9825 from 1500 to 1800. It starts off partly in English. Here's a book that looks like a good read if you've got lots of time for hundreds of pages, concerning the shenanigans in the Turks and Caicos Islands, which were a bit lawless, at least for several years in the last century, written by Bob Cooper, now in New Zealand, who lived in the Turks and Caicos for a number of years. He has a website about it where you can find how to order and read what's in the trilogy. It's www.portobellooneBook.com. PORTOBELLOONEBOOK. And yes, broadcasting is involved. We've noticed some changes in the WWCR3 schedule on Saturday mornings. Rock the Universe with Rich Adcock had been heard from 13 to 14 UT on 7490, but December 12th we were hearing instead a financial show. On the schedule from 14 to 14:30 is Country Crossroads, but for a few weeks we've been hearing musical memories with Martha Garvin accompanying herself on the piano, singing Christmas carols lately. Not sure if these are temporary or permanent. Fred Waterer says, I hope that Rich Adcock is just taking a break. It seems to me the show has been on hiatus before. It's a great show. Another time you might check for it is Thursdays between 21 and 22 UT on 7465. Since our first report on December 8th, we've continued to hear WJHR, America's newest shortwave station in Milton, Florida, but only sporadically. Their only frequency is 15550, upper sideband. The FCC tells me it's authorized for equipment tests between 14 and 22 UT. We are more likely to hear it during the morning hours here, but as I say, it's rather touch and go, and when it is audible, it's quite weak. They seem to be running a fire and brimstone preacher and nothing else, except for IDs near the top of the hour. Finally, on December 15th, a week after we first heard it and emailed them, we got a reply from G.S. Mock of WJHR. He says, thanks for the report. We are now in testing mode only. Hours of operation are 9 to 5 daytime. Now, that's in the central time zone, so that would be 15 to 23 UT, 1 hour off from what the FCC told me. Maybe someone's confused about the time zone in use in western Florida and or daylight time. He goes on, QSL cards will be sent someday when they are printed. The preachers are from Smyrna Baptist Church in Pensacola. Hans Johnson found out a bit more on the phone for CumberDX. The test power they've been running has been only 1 kilowatt. Sad news for longtime medium wave DXers, especially with the International Radio Club of America, who remember Father Jack Peza. He died on Saturday, 12 December, of a heart attack while debarking from a cruise ship where he was chaplain for Holland America Lines, says Russ Edmonds. There's an obituary for him in at the PacificBeachChapel.com website. It's spelled P-E-J-Z-A. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued December 15th, ANK indices 5 and 2 through January 11th, except 8 and 3 on December 18th. But look at this, solar flux 85 December 16th to 22nd, then dropping to 72 January 2nd and 3rd, and back up to 85 by January 10th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1491.